Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 32:22-32. Genesis chapter 32, verse 22-32. During the night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two servant wives, and his 11 sons, and crossed the Jabbok River with them. After taking them to the other side, he sent over all his possessions. This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. When the man saw that he would not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of its socket. Then the man said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." "What is your name?" the man asked. He replied, "Jacob." "Your name will no longer be Jacob," the man told him. "From now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men and have won." "Please tell me your name," Jacob said. "Why do you want to know my name?" the man replied. Then he blessed Jacob there. Jacob named the place Peniel, which means face of God, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared." The sun was rising as Jacob left Peniel, and he was limping because of the injury to his hip. Even today, the people of Israel don't eat the tendon near the hip socket because of what happened that night when the man strained the tendon of Jacob's hip. My theme for reflection is wounded but blessed. Wounded but blessed. There are some nights we wish we could simply sleep through, but life has a way of turning those nights into wrestling grounds. You lie down thinking about tomorrow's problems, and before you know it, your mind is in a full argument with fear, regret, and uncertainty. If sleepless nights could speak, many of them would say, "Something is changing in you." Jacob's story in Genesis 32 unfolds in such a night. A man shaped by cunning and survival instincts, he now finds himself on the edge of a long-awaited but dreaded encounter with his brother Esau. Behind him is a complicated past. Ahead of him is a future he cannot control. Jacob stands at a turning point, not just geographically, crossing the Jabbok, but spiritually moving from self-reliance to divine dependence. Alone in the dark, he wrestles with a mysterious figure who is later revealed to be God. This is no ordinary struggle. It is the climax of a life defined by grasping, deceiving, and striving. What is remarkable is not just that Jacob wrestles, but that he refuses to let go. Even when wounded, even when his strength is diminished, he clings and says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." In that moment, the deceiver becomes a seeker. The man who once took blessings by trickery now seeks it through surrender. And God responds not by destroying him, but by renaming him Israel, one who wrestles with God. As Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, "The function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays." Jacob enters the night as one man and leaves as another, not unscarred but transformed. His limp becomes a testimony that encounters with God leave marks, not of defeat, but of grace. Scripture helps us interpret this struggle through other texts. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, Paul hears God say, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Jacob's wound is not a setback. It is the very place where divine strength meets human limitation. His weakness becomes the doorway to blessing. So what if the struggle you are in is not just something you survive, but something God is using to reshape you? In the story of Jacob, the turning point comes not when he escapes difficulty, but when he is drawn into it. He wrestles through the night, resisting, striving, refusing to yield. And then, at the moment he will not let go, God touches his hip and dislocates it. It is a strange kind of victory. Jacob is wounded, weakened, and yet somehow closer than he has ever been. That raises a hard question for us. If God is committed not just to helping us, but to forming us, what might he allow to be dislocated in our lives to bring us into alignment? It may not be physical. It may be something we depend on more than we realize. Our sense of control, our integrity, our financial security, our job. The very things we use to hold life together. We resist often for a long time. We plan, we negotiate, we try to stay in charge. But there are moments when God meets us in the struggle and refuses to let us remain as we are. Not to break us for the sake of breaking, but to strip away what keeps us from becoming who we are meant to be. Useful, surrendered, and open in his hands. Dear friends, for us, this lands close to home. We carry pressures, uncertain futures, migration challenges, family expectations, and quiet disappointments. We try to manage them with strategy, like Jacob sending gifts ahead, but eventually strategy reaches its limit and we are left with a deeper choice. The invitation is not to avoid the struggle, but to stay in it with God. Faith here is not neat or easy. It is persistent. Sometimes it limps. It holds on even when something in us has been knocked out of place. So the question is not whether you are struggling. It is this. When God meets you in that place, will you keep resisting or will you hold on and refuse to let go? Because after the dislocation comes the blessing. Jacob, wounded and changed, says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And that is where everything shifts. The blessing is not just escape from the struggle, but a new identity, a reordered life, and a deeper dependence on God. What is it in your life that God may need to touch to bring you to that place? There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, what is the night struggle you are currently facing, and have you brought it honestly before God? Number 2, are you willing to cling to God even when the answer comes with a wound rather than immediate relief? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 to 15 minutes in quiet prayer. Name one struggle you are facing and consciously hold on to God. In that moment, refuse to rush away. Instead of asking only for solutions, ask, "Lord, what are you shaping in me through this?" Lord God, who meets us in the night and wrestles us into blessing, teach us to hold on when life feels uncertain. Give us the courage to face our fears, the humility to surrender our control, and the faith to trust that even our wounds can become places of grace. Transform our struggles into testimonies and lead us from fear into blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.